Vyšehrad is a crag of rock overlooking the river Vltava in Prague and is the scene of several Czech legends. Historians tell us that people first settled there in the 11th century. In 1869, a new cemetery was built at Vyšehrad on the site of the old parish graveyard from 1660 as a final resting place for the heroes of the Czech national revival. Some 600 important figures from Czech culture, as well as from the worlds of science and politics, are now buried there. I recently took a tour of Vyšehrad Cemetery in the company of my learned colleague Olga Santova. We started our stroll at the graveyard's very impressive pantheon.
Right in front of us is the most important part of the Vyšehrad Cemetery, the pantheon, which is the symbol of the traditions and the glory of Czech culture.
Do you know how many people are buried in the pantheon?
I have a feeling, I think it's around 50. You know what's interesting, and it just goes to prove how the importance of people and the concept of their importance changes throughout the years. I'll admit that some of the names written on that pantheon I do not know. Obviously, to have been buried there, they must have been very, very famous and highly thought of in the days when they died, but some of the graves around the pantheon in different parts of the cemetery are much more famous nowadays. But to come back to the pantheon itself, which is called Slavin in Czech, Slava meaning glory, so the place of glory, it's a very impressive monument, at least I think it is. And on the top you see a statue of the winged genius, and it's poised over a sarcophagus, and the words underneath are Ač zemřeli, ještě mluví. Even though they have died, they are still talking. And on each side of the monument are two figures. One is the Motherland Victorious, and the other one is the statue of the motherland in mourning. That's the grave of Božena Němcová. Every Czech child knows the writer Božena Němcová, 19th century writer. She was one of the first women writers in Czech literature, and she wrote a book about her grandmother and the relationship within the family, the country family, and the grandmother. That's what the book is called. Babička, grandmother, and every Czech child knows that book and knows Božena Němcová, and it's one of the places where people take their children. It's a summer, spring, Sunday afternoon walk to see where Božena Němcová is buried. I don't know how much the children really enjoy it, but the parents seem to think it's very, very important to come here. You can see flowers, little bunches of flowers brought by children, by individuals. And not far from her, look, over there, see? That's the grave of Václav Hanka. Now, Václav Hanka was a collector of popular poetry and translator, but more important than that, he was the author of something he called a discovered manuscripts of ancient Czech poetry. This, and it brings us back to the whole idea of the cemetery, this 19th century interest in Czech history and in proving the importance of Czech culture and Czech language at a time when the Germans occupied the country under the Austro-Hungarian rulership. And Hanka was one of those who wanted to prove that the Czech culture was ancient and really rich. And he pretended he'd discovered these ancient manuscripts, which he'd written himself. And it was quite an important event because some people were very happy with it, and some set out to prove whether they were really the real stuff or whether they had been forged. And Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk, who later became the first president of independent Czechoslovakia after 1918, was one of the experts, one of the professors who proved that these manuscripts had been forged. And anyway, this is the grave of Václav Hanka, who died in 1861. Just a moment, Ian, look, that's Bedřich Smetana's grave. Now, Bedřich Smetana, many of our listeners know as the composer of My Country, and the Japanese listeners who have written us keep telling us that they know his Moldau, the Vltava River song, and this is his grave, Bedřich Smetana. Antonín Dvořák's grave is not far from here. Just one more grave we just cannot pass by without stopping, and that's the grave of Milada Horáková. Milada Horáková was one of the first persons to suffer under the new communist regime. She was sentenced to death in 1950, and this actually is not her grave. I mean, her ashes were never retrieved. Nobody knows where she's actually buried, but this is a symbolic grave, and words underneath her name say, to those who fought and were the victims of totalitarian regimes, 1939-1945, that was during the German Nazi occupation, and 1948-1989, that was during the years of communist rule.
Also on Milada Horáková's grave, there are a list of other names here at the bottom. Who are they, Olga?
There are Petr Zenkl, Vladimir Krajina, and others who were politicians, anti-communist politicians, in the first years after World War II, at a time when the communists were taking over and they had to flee the country. They were luckier than Milada Horáková, who did not manage to get away and who was arrested and sentenced to death here. That's Zdeněk Fibich's grave. Zdeněk Fibich was another Czech composer. And over there at the end of this row, the big obelisk over there, that's the grave of Jan Evangelista Purkyně, the physicist and the man who discovered the importance of the cell.
It's a very strange grave. Podgorny?
No. Oleg Podgorny. Well, I haven't been here a couple of months maybe, and this is a very, very new grave. Buried here is Oleg Podgorny, who for many years was the director of the Prague Spring Music Festival.
Did you know him?
I knew him, and many of our listeners heard him. He spoke very good English, and for many years, before the Prague Spring Festival started, we had him on our program describing the program for that year and talking about the events that would be a part of that year's music festival. See, it says director from 1990 to 2000. For 10 years, he was the director of the International Music Festival.
Now we're in front of the grave of Karel Hynek Macha, who was a poet.
A very young poet. He was born, as the tombstone shows, in 1810, died 1836, 26 years old. And he was a romantic poet, very well known, very popular. Maybe some of our listeners who have been to Prague have heard about the Macha statue under the Petrine Hill. It's a very famous place where lovers come on the eve of May Day. They bring their flowers there because Karel Hynek Macha is a kind of symbol of love. One of his most famous poems starts with Byl pozdní večer, první máj, and so on, which means it was late evening, the 1st of May. The 1st of May, it was the time of love. And you can see fresh flowers here. I'm sure some students or young people must have brought them and planted them.
Do you know why he died so young?
Yes, he went hiking, got pneumonia, and died of that. Not very romantic, but there you are. Life isn't only romantic. Anna Mašková was a very well-known figure skater, and she won the world championship. She died in a car accident in 1972, and she's buried here And it's one of the newer graves here, but people, famous people, are still being buried here. Actors, people who have died recently, and it's a great honor to be buried here.